Flood watches remain in effect through tomorrow morning for Stark, Carroll, Columbiana, Summit, and Tuscarawas counties. The National Weather Service says another 1 to 2 inches of rain is expected through tonight, with isolated areas possibly receiving 2 to 3 inches. With the ground already saturated, repeated storms could cause flash flooding of creeks, streams, and low-lying areas. Storms this morning caused scattered power outages in Stark, Carroll, Columbiana, Mahoning, and Portage counties. Meanwhile, flooding has closed several roads in Mahoning and Columbiana counties. In Goshen Township, State Route 45 is closed in both directions just south of Western Reserve Road. In Columbiana County, Route 30 is closed between Hanoverton and Kensington. State Routes 9, 172, and 558 are also closed in parts of the county because of high water. Three suspects are wanted in connection with a double homicide in Canton. Firefighters found 42-year-old Katina Spells of Canton and 31-year-old Courtney Yeager of Maslin inside a burning apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast Sunday morning. They were pronounced dead at local hospitals. Police now say both women suffered gunshot wounds. 46-year-old Daryl Washington of Canton is wanted on aggravated murder and aggravated arson charges. Warrants were also issued for 43-year-old Eric Lamar of Alliance and 41-year-old Melissa Terrell of Canton on aggravated arson, evidence tampering, and obstructing justice charges. A Canton woman accused of killing a man is now facing a voluntary manslaughter charge instead of murder. 38-year-old Leanne Haynes was indicted by a Stark County grand jury in the death of 43-year-old Ronnie Brown. Brown was shot June 14th in the rear parking lot of the Hillview Apartments on 6th Street Northeast. The indictment includes a firearm specification. Haynes remains in the county jail on a $1.5 million bond. Julie Jackmedes is the new president of Alliance City Council after being selected Monday by the Stark County Republican Central Committee. Jackmedes and the only other applicant, attorney Sean Robertson, each made 5-minute presentations. The 15 precinct representatives then voted on the appointment. Jackmedes was sworn in by Alliance Municipal Court Judge Andy Zumbar. She previously served 4 terms as an at-large council member before stepping down in 2018 and is now an attorney. She replaces Art Garns, who resigned for health reasons. Jackmedes will serve an unexpired term, which runs through December 2027. Canton and Canton Township are putting a months-long annexation dispute behind them. City Council Monday unanimously approved a 25-year agreement that allows township homeowners to receive or keep Canton water without being forced to annex. The city and township will also share tax revenue from some newly annexed commercial properties and hotels. The deal also outlines responsibilities for police, fire, roads, and EMS. Lake Township is moving forward with plans for a new soccer complex. Trustees approved a lease agreement for a North Canton Soccer Club facility on up to 22 acres at 1499 Midway Street. The project would include 10 soccer fields. Trustees also approved more than $1.3 million for this year's paving program and received a $44,000 grant for road safety signs. A Streetsboro man is headed to prison for an attack that nearly killed his wife. 58-year-old Richard McNeil was sentenced Monday in Portage County Common Pleas Court to 10 to 15 years behind bars for attempted murder, plus 3 years for a repeat violent offender specification. He pleaded guilty in June. Prosecutors say McNeil attacked his wife with a hammer and meat tenderizer on Easter morning last year, then threw her down basement stairs. She suffered multiple fractures, lacerations, and bleeding on the brain. A man is cited for OVI after police say his SUV crashed into a Salem area home, causing a gas leak. Crash happened around 1:30 Sunday morning on Highland Avenue in Perry Township. Police say the SUV drove through a yard, hit the house, and severed a gas line. A telephone pole was also hit with wires sparking. Nearby homes were evacuated. The driver was taken to a hospital and cited with failure to control. A 6-year-old boy is dead after a shooting on Youngstown's south side. Police were called to a home in the 500 block of Plum Street around 4:10 Monday afternoon and found the boy with a gunshot wound. Officers performed life-saving measures before he was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center, where he died. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office is investigating. Details of what led to the shooting were not available, but police are urging gun owners to secure firearms and keep them out of children's reach. The victim has been identified in a deadly crash overnight in Mahoning County. The Highway Patrol says 47-year-old Tanya Morrison of Newton Falls was killed when her pickup left North Palmyra Road and hit a tree in Ellsworth Township. The crash happened just before 12:30 this morning east of South Bailey Road. Morrison was trapped inside the truck and pronounced dead at the scene. A Youngstown woman wanted on an aggravated burglary charge is now in custody. U.S. Marshals say 32-year-old Jessica Dothard was arrested Monday afternoon by the Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force following a tip. Dothard had been known to frequent the Youngstown, Akron, and Cleveland areas. A Warren man is being treated for injuries after police say he was hit in the head with a hammer. The victim told officers he and another man were rolling cigarettes Friday when the man suddenly struck him. The suspect then drove him to St. Joseph Warren Hospital, where the victim reported the attack to police. The man suffered a severe head cut and brain bleed. Police are still searching for the suspect. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.